بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Respected elders and dear brothers, the month of Ramadan is a month of opportunity. It is a month when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with innumerable and countless opportunities to earn so much and to gain so much. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that how wretched is a person and how unfortunate is the one who allows the month of Ramadan to pass him by, yet he has not earned the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the opportunities, one of the greatest opportunities that the month of Ramadan provides us with is the opportunity to earn Jannah, is the opportunity to earn paradise. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he describes for us what happens on the first night of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he spoke of when the sun sets on the night of Ramadan, the first thing he said that happens on that night, Futihat abwabul Jannah. The doors of Jannah, the gates of Jannah are flung wide open. Every single door of Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's not a single gate of Jannah that remains closed. What does this mean? That the gates and the doors of Jannah are flung open, the opportunities to earn Jannah. Be that we find hard and difficult to perform outside of the month of Ramadan, immediately with the setting of the sun, those deeds become so easy for us to perform as if we were doing it throughout the year. Sometimes it is impossible for us to wake up late at night, in the latter part of the night outside of the month of Ramadan. But on the very first night of Ramadan, it becomes so easy for us to wake up at that hour of the night to pray tahajjud salah, to make dua to Allah, to partake of the pre-dawn meal. Why? Because the doors of paradise have been flung open. Opportunities to enter paradise and to earn Jannah are there for us for the taking in the month of Ramadan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to us that in this month of Ramadan, he has instructed us to make dua for certain things, specific duas that we must make in Ramadan. One of the specific things that we should ask for, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is Jannah. Ask Allah for paradise. Ask Allah for Jannah. Why? Because this is the month, wallahi, wherein you can earn paradise. Jannah can be earned. Unfortunately today, for many of us, Jannah has become a fantasy. We no longer think of Jannah. We no longer read about Jannah. We no longer do research about Jannah. So many ayat, so many ahadith, so many sayings of the pious regarding Jannah, describing Jannah, speaking of Jannah, telling us about paradise. But today, unfortunately, it seems that there's no desire to know about Jannah. We don't read about Jannah. We don't speak about Jannah. And if there's no desire, there will be no work and there will be no effort and there will be no time spent on trying to acquire entry into Jannah. It starts off with a desire, creating within myself the desire. Someone comes back from a holiday destination and they've visited a certain part of the world and they come back. You know nothing about that place. You never heard about that place. So there's no desire to visit that place. There's no desire to go to that part of the world. Why? You know nothing of that region. But when someone visits that place and they come back to you and they tell you about it and they describe it for you and they tell you what a wonderful experience they had and how beautiful it was and how scenic it was, what happens? There's a desire. Now you start researching and you start reading and you want to know more about that place. And once you are satisfied with what you have heard and what you have read and the images that you have seen, you now start working towards, traveling towards that part of the world. You want to see it, you want to experience it. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited paradise. Allah took him to Jannah. Allah showed him Jannah. He came back and he described Jannah for us. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innumerable places in the Quran, describes paradise for us. Why? So that the desire is created within us. Jannah is not a fantasy, Jannah is a reality. We are here for Jannah. We are here to work for Jannah. We are here to earn paradise. We are here to make dua and cry for Jannah, for paradise. And Allah has given us this month. In this month, this is the month wherein you can earn your Jannah, you can earn your paradise. Now, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many different descriptions about Jannah. In today's pre-khutbah talk, we study ayat from Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is an ayah, a chapter of the Quran that we are very familiar with. So this is a description of Jannah that we recite all the time. A description of Jannah that we can refer to, because we read it so often. So this section of Surah Yasin, these few ayat, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so amazingly and beautifully describes Jannah for us, was chosen for the pre-khutbah talk to create within us the interest and the desire in this month of Jannah to work for Jannah, to earn Jannah, and to realize that Jannah is a reality. It is something that we can achieve. It is something that Allah has created for us. Inna ashab al-jannah. Surah Yasin. Allah speaks of ashab al-jannah. And when He speaks about the people of Jannah, and when He says what He wishes to say about them, Allah emphasizes it. That what I'm about to say is something that's for real. There's no doubt regarding it. Inna. That's why Allah says inna. Inna in the Arabic language is used to eliminate doubt. Undoubtedly, definitely, it's an emphatic statement. Inna ashab al-jannah. Allah says certainly, the companions, the inmates, the people of paradise, al-yawm, today, referring to a day in the akhirah. Allah says about them when they get there, and they make it to Jannah, may Allah allow us to earn our Jannah. May Allah grant us entry into Jannah. We must make dua for Jannah. All the time, whenever you are making dua, make dua for Jannah. Ask Allah for entry into paradise. Whether you are working for it or not, whether you are dedicating time for Jannah or you are not, ask Allah for paradise, because it is not your deed that will admit you to paradise, but it is the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says about ashab al-jannah in akhirah, inna ashab al-jannati al-yawma fi shughulin fakihun. Allah says ashab al-jannah, they will be in shughul. Shughul is an Arabic word that is used for some activity. In fact, in Arabic, when you say I'm going to work, you say I'm going to my shughul. Shughul. Shughul refers to your work. Shughul refers to an activity, whatever activity. Anything you are engaged in is called shughul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about ashab al-jannah, the people of paradise, they will be in a shughul. They will be engaged in some activity. Now, Arabic is such a beautiful language, subhanallah. And I wish you could understand this directly from the Arabic language, because as hard as we try, you cannot convey the true meaning through any other language. If you look at the word shughlin, when you recite Surah Yasin this evening or tomorrow morning, I want you to study this word shughlin. When you come to shughlin, inna ashab al-jannati al-yawma fi shughlin, you'll notice that shughlin, the lam, that's the last letter. What does it have? It has double kasra. Double kasra, shughlin. We call that tanween in Arabic. Or some of us might know it as double zair. Zair is the one, the vowel that is found at the bottom of the letter. There's two of them there, shughlin, tanween. What's the significance? Subhanallah. Look at this. One aspect, the significance of it. Why did Allah say shughlin? And He did not say ash-shughl. He didn't add the al in the beginning. Al. Like, you could say baytun, a house. Or you could say al-bayt, the house. Add al in the beginning. Why the word shughlin does not have al prefix to it? And when a word does not have al prefix to it, it will have tanween at the end. The double dhamma, the double pesh, or the double zibr, or the double zair. What we know as dhamma, fatha, kasra. The reason for that is when something is unknown. When something is unknown, it is indefinite. Then this is how you pronounce it, with the tanween. So Allah says, shughlin, the people of Jannah, they'll be in an activity, but that activity is like no other activity. It's shughlin. You don't know it. You've never experienced it. It's such an activity that some of the mufassirin says, la yusuf. It will be an activity that is indescribable, unimaginable. Subhanallah. So you'll only know of it when you get there. Though we use the word shughl in our conversation, this is such a shughl that you don't know of. Indescribable. The people of paradise, Allah says, they'll be in such a shughl. Indescribable, unimaginable. The second reason why it is indefinite and it has to convene at the end is to denote something great, something significant, something huge, something outrageous. So number one, it's indescribable. The people of paradise, they'll be in an activity that's indescribable. Number two, it's going to be outrageous. It's going to be great. It's going to be huge. In this world, shughl, whatever activity, whether it is entertainment, that's a shughl, it's an activity. Whether it is your work, whether it is pleasurable, whether it is of no pleasure, whether it is desirable or undesirable, shughl, any activity wears you down. It wears you out, it tires you out. As entertaining as it can be. That's our understanding of shughl. Any activity, it tires you down and it wears you out. But what does Allah say about that shughl? Shughl. The people of Jannah, Allah says, fi shughlin. They'll be in a shughl, but how will they be? Fakihun. Fakihun means it is, they'll be really enjoying it. Fakihun is a word that is used to denote the ultimate and the highest level of happiness and pleasure. So they'll be in this shughl, the people of Jannah, they'll be engrossed in this activity, but it won't be an activity that's going to wear them out and tire them out. They'll be fakihun, enjoying it, continuously enjoying it. It will bring to them continuous, unending happiness. They would not want that shughl to come to an end. What is the shughl? We don't know. Inshallah, we'll experience it when we get there. But Allah says it's going to be something amazing, indescribable. And the joy that it will bring to you, indescribable. The highest level of joy that you can ever experience, fakihun. The Mufassireen, when they speak of this word fakihun, they say the people of paradise will be in that activity that is both indescribable, outrageous, huge, significant. Mutana'imuna, mutalabbiduna fi ni'mah allati tuhitu bihim. They'll be enjoying and they will be just so happy with that ni'mah and the bounty in which they will be found. In Ma'ariful Quran, he explains the meaning of this fakihun. He says it signifies happiness of the heart as well as happiness of one's surrounding. So one is there'll be happiness, internal happiness. You'll be so happy while you are in that activity. you'll be so happy, number one, and the surrounding around you, the surroundings will be one that will bring you great deal of happiness and joy. The month of Ramadan, brothers. The month of Ramadan is the month for us to earn Jannah, is the month for us to earn paradise. Paradise, again, I'll repeat this over and over again, is not a fantasy. Today, paradise has become a fantasy to you and I. We no longer speak about it. We don't tell our kids about it. We don't speak to one another about it. We don't read about it. We don't want to know about it. We no longer make dua for it. Jannah is a reality. And Allah gives us the month of Ramadan to earn it, to earn Jannah. To the Sahaba, Jannah was a reality. Jannah was never a fantasy to them. Jannah was on their minds all the time. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask one of the Sahaba, what can I do for you? What would you like me to do for you? Instantly the response was, ask Allah to give me Jannah. Jannah was on their minds all the time. They worked for it. They believed in it. They were convinced about it. Allah has given us Ramadan to earn it. Earn it. Jannah is something that is earned. We got to work for it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night of Mi'raj, Ibrahim alayhi salam said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give my salam to your ummah and let them know, tell them that Jannah is a barren land. It is a barren land. Very fertile land, but barren. They got to work for it. They got to toil. They got to put in a lot of time and energy and effort and a lot of dua for them to enter into paradise and to populate paradise and to make Jannah into what they want it to be. Abu Zayd rahimahullah, he speaks about this word faqih, explaining the meaning, the deep meaning of faqih, explaining the enjoyment. He says, it is kana tayyiban nafsi dahukan. Faqihun is when they will experience internal joy and they will be laughing. The happiness will be such that they will not be able to control themselves, the people of paradise. The happiness and the excitement that they will find from that shughl, from that activity in which they will be involved. You know, sometimes you are enjoying a happy moment. It's a really, really happy moment. There's great joy. You're having a great time. You want to share that moment with someone, right? Very often, perhaps the closest person to you is not there. You went on some trip, or you went away, and you are in this space, and you are in this area, and it's just happiness, and there's joy, and everything around you is so good. And the first thing that comes to your mind, I wish so-and-so was here with me. I wish my wife was here. I wish my parents were here to enjoy that with me. What about that happiness? The indescribable activity that will bring the people of Jannah the highest level of happiness. With who will they share it? Whom? Allah says they will be there. The people of paradise. Hum wa azwajuhum. They'll be there with their spouses. Allahu Akbar. Whom? They will be there. Wa azwajuhum. And with them, their spouses. There is a subtle message here for us that should you want to experience as a couple, should you want to experience that happiness, that activity that will bring you the highest form of happiness and joy in Akhirah, then as a couple, find happiness in the obedience of Allah in this world. Find joy, find happiness, find pleasure with your spouse in this dunya. Together, the two of you are finding happiness not in something haram. You are finding joy not in the disobedience of Allah, but you are finding happiness, you are finding contentment, you are finding satisfaction in the ta'ah, in the obedience of Allah. If you can find happiness as husband and wife in the obedience of Allah in this world, Allah will give you that indescribable happiness of Akhirah. Together, the two of you will share in that happiness. Whom? Allah says they will be there. Wa azwajuhum. And their wives will be there. Their spouses will be there. Adam alayhi salam, Allah gave him Jannah. He had it all. He had the most amazing friend. The Malaika were his friends in paradise. He had the most vast land. He had Jannah. He had everything. But still, his Jannah was not complete. He still felt. He felt lonely. And when he felt lonely, he wanted to share an intimate relationship with someone. Who did Allah create? Did Allah create for him a friend with whom he could go on a fishing trip? Did Allah create with him a friend with him whom he could go golfing or biking or hiking or whatever else you have out there? Allah created for him a wife. Allah created for him a spouse. The Jannah, the paradise of Adam alayhi salam, reached its perfection and reached its ripeness. It reached its completion when he had with him a spouse in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hum wa azwajuhum," both they and their spouses. Allah goes on to say, "Fi dhilal," fi dhilal. So they will be there, the people of paradise, engaged in this activity, which is indescribable. Their happiness will be the highest form of happiness that can ever be experienced. They will have their spouses there with them. Allah speaks of the climate and the weather. Sometimes you go to the best of resorts or you go to the best of destination, but the weather is such that you cannot enjoy yourself in that place. So you are in the most beautiful part of the world and you have the best of facilities available to you, but the weather is unsuitable. You cannot do anything. You become miserable. The weather dampens your spirits. There is no joy. There is no happiness. Why? Because of the climate, because of the weather around you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the climate in paradise. While they are there, may Allah make us from them. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that in Ramadan, ask Allah for Jannah. Ask Allah for Jannah. Make dua for Jannah. Jannah is a reality, brothers. Jannah is a reality. Work for Jannah. Earn your Jannah. Make dua for Jannah. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Idha sa'altumullah al-jannata," when you make dua to Allah for paradise, for Jannah, fas'aluhu al-firdaus. Ask Allah to give you Jannatul Firdaus. Ask Allah for the highest form of Jannah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that if you find a person repeatedly and regularly making dua for Jannah, then you should know Allah wants to give him Jannah. That's why Allah gives him the ability to make dua for Jannah. Fi dhilalin. Allah speaks of the climate and weather in paradise. What does Allah say? Fi dhilal. They'll be seated there in cool shade. Dhilal. Dhilal is not one layer of shade, but layers and layers of shade, and it will be cool. The climate will be amazing. The weather will be perfect. Fi dhilali ala al-ara'ik. Allah says they will be on ara'ik. What is ara'ik? Ara'ik is the plural of arika. Arika, today we translate arika as a couch or a sofa. You call it arikatun. And the plural of arika is ara'ik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be there in this activity and they will be enjoying this happiness and they will be seated on ara'ik. Ara'ik, as explained by As-Sa'di rahimahullah, he says, "Ala surur al-muzayyana bil libas al-muzakhraf al-hasan." They'll be seated on these couches that will be canopy. So you'll have like a canopy-like structure erected over those couches. And over that canopy-like structure, there will be fabrics from the fabrics of paradise that will be beautified and perfume that will be thrown over and that will be placed over that structure. Can you even imagine the scene? Subhanallah. Allah says, "Ala al-ara'ik." Allah is giving us every bit of detail to create within us that desire. As we said earlier, it starts with the desire to want Jannah. If there's no desire, then we will not ask for it. We will not make dua for it. We will not work for it. So Allah gives us these details to create within us the desire of heading and entering into paradise. Al al-ara'ik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will be seated on these canopy-like sofas and couches. Muttaki'oon. Allah even speaks of the posture, subhanallah. Allah speaks of an activity. Allah speaks of the happiness. Allah speaks of their company, who they will be with. Allah speaks of the climate and the weather that they will enjoy. Allah speaks of the sofas and the couches they will be seated on. Allah speaks of the posture that they will be in. Muttaki'oon. Muttaki'oon, reclining. Why does Allah choose this posture? Allah did not say standing. Because standing can tire you down. Although in Jannah there'll be no tiredness, but according to our understanding, Allah does not say they'll be standing. Allah does not say they'll be sitting. Standing can tire you down. We all experience that when you go shopping. When you go shopping, and you head into a clothing store. The women folk, the first place they go to is to the items. The men, the first place he looks for is what? A sofa. Something to sit on. That's the first thing that draws his attention. That's the first thing he tries to find. Allah does not use standing. He doesn't use the position standing, because according to our standing, our understanding, that position and that posture of standing can tire you down. Sitting also can tire you down. Allah says, muttaki'oon, they will be reclining. Not even lying down, because if you're lying down, you might fall to sleep and miss all the fun. According to our understanding, obviously. So Allah says, they'll be reclining. Muttaki'oon. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. Allah says they will have fruits and whatever they desire. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِّن رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah says, and they will have peace. A greeting of peace. From who will the greeting of peace be? The greeting of peace will be from the merciful Allah. Rasulullah describes this moment, that the people of Jannah, they'll be in that indescribable activity that will bring them the highest level of joy, and they will be seated there on those couches and those sofas in the company of their spouses. They'll be enjoying the best of weather. They'll be completely consumed by that happiness and the joy and the activity that they will be engaged in. بَيْنَمَا أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِي نَعِيمِهِمْ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, while they will be in that state of happiness and enjoying those bounties, إِذْ سَطَعَ لَهُمْ نُورٌ, they will notice a light, a bright light, a bright noor that will appear above them. فَرَفَعُوا رُؤُوسَهُمْ. Immediately, they will raise their heads and they will turn their heads upwards and they will look towards this light to investigate where the light will come from or where this light is coming from. فَإِذَا الرَّبُّ قَدْ أَشْرَفَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. It will be the Allah who will make his appearance to them. They'll be so transfixed and captured and captivated by the beauty of Allah that they'll forget a moment ago they were in that activity that is indescribable and that brought them the highest level of happiness and joy. They'll forget that. And they'll be so captivated by the beauty of Allah. And what will Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-jannah. As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-jannah. Greetings of peace to you, O people of Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. They will receive a greeting from their merciful Allah. Brothers, this month of Ramadan is that opportunity Allah has given us to make dua for Jannah. Whenever you are raising your hands at the time of suhoor or at the time of iftar, make dua for Jannah. Work for Jannah. Jannah is something that must be earned. Allah has given us this month of Ramadan to earn Jannah and to be part of those fortunate ones who will receive a greeting from their Rabb on the day of Qiyamah and in Akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us together in a gathering of this nature in the highest levels of paradise. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.